What is your name and where do you represent?
I'm Nick Dubois and I represent Enfield North.
Who is the most famous person on your mobile phone?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I suppose it has to be the Prime Minister.
Which TV box set would you take to a desert island?
TV box set? I'm going to show my ignorance here. Are we talking like Sky and things
DVDs,
like that? Oh, a DVD box set. Oh, I'd take The Producers, which you would never, ever know what that is. It's an old film called The Producers. I'd probably take Lethal Weapon 1, 2 and 3, and then I'd take Love Story. In fact, none of those you'll know. Isn't that terrible?
Which is the most listened to album on your iPod?
Yes. I've got two favourites. I've got Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd and The Eagles, but it's their greatest hits, and if you're going to ask me which one, I don't know, but it's the one everyone has.
This week on Newsnight.
Newsnight.
Have you ever been to Benidorm?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
Absolutely not. No, and I'll tell you why. It rained. It was the... And they kept saying to us, and we went down in April of this year, they kept saying to us, oh, first time in 50 years the weather's been like this. And I can tell you, there's nothing more frustrating than when you take a week off, when the weather is beautiful back in England, if you remember, and to be told this is the first time in 50 years it's been like this in Spain. So nothing against Benidorm, but it was the weather.
What is your favourite form of exercise?
Oh, I do gym and workout. So I do boot camps, which is I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 times a week, and we do press-ups, sit-ups, but it's the whole thing.
So sounds painful.
It's actually, yes, but you feel so sanctimonious and pleased with yourself at the end of it.
What is your favourite takeaway?
I would say Lamb, Rogan, Josh.
What is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure is using my iPad, and people think I'm working when in fact I'm reading a book.
Do you ever Google yourself?
Yes, I do Google myself, and there's a very good reason for that, apart from the odd occasional moment of vanity, is that if you want to keep up with what some people might have written or said about you, the only way to do it is to Google yourself.
Describe yourself in 5 words.
That's tough. What am I? I like to think that I am thoughtful. I'm sure others would disagree. I would like to say that I am very family orientated. I would like to say I am a bit of a techno freak. I love technology, gadgets, things like that, whatever that one is. I suppose I'm the sort of bloke who will always try and give a straight answer and then realise that the consequences of doing that might not be always that appealing. But above all else, at 52, I've learnt one thing. There's always a bright side, and just keep looking for it and have a bit of fun, because life is not a dress rehearsal.
X Factor or Strictly?
Strictly.
Football?
I loathe X Factor. Can I just say that? I loathe X Factor.
Football or rugby, and which team do you support?
Well, I've got to say, if I have an edge, it is rugby and Northampton Saints, which most people in Enfield won't understand. They think I should support Saracens. But I'm so close, it's football. But I'm a long-suffering Liverpool fan, which means we have a special football channel to ourselves. And you probably won't know this, but we used to be really, really, really good and win everything. And Manchester United have Manchester United TV. Liverpool, we have the History Channel.
Thank you very much.
All right.